Welcome to This Bible Podcast. I know, the name's super creative. I'm your host, Sam Lewis, and I'm glad you're here. We'll be diving into the daily lectionary, and I hope you'll find something that is maybe a little fun, maybe meaningful, and hopefully brings you closer to God. Let's dive in. Today is Spy Wednesday, which is called that because it is the day that we commemorate when Judas Iscariot turned to give away Jesus. Our reading comes from John chapter 13, beginning in verse 21. After he said these things, Jesus was deeply disturbed and testified, "I assure you, one of you will betray me." His disciples looked at each other, confused about which of them he was talking about. One of the disciples, the one who Jesus loved, was at Jesus' side. Simon Peter nodded at him to get him to ask Jesus who he was talking about. Leaning back toward Jesus, this disciple asked, "Lord, who is it?" Jesus answered, "It's the one to whom I will give this piece of bread once I have dipped it into the bowl." Then he dipped the piece of bread and gave it to Judas, Simon Iscariot's son. After Judas took the bread, Satan entered into him. Jesus told him, "What you are about to do, do quickly." No one sitting at the table understood why Jesus said this to him. Some thought that since Judas kept the money bag, Jesus told him, "Go, buy whatever we need for the feast," or that he should give something to the poor. So when Judas took the bread, he left immediately, and it was night. So on this Wednesday, as we make that turn into Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday, I encourage you to sit and think not just of the ways that Judas is a terrible person, but of the things that we do in earnest because we think it will make God's will happen, because we do think that's why Judas was selling Jesus out. It's because he thought he was bringing the new kingdom. He thought the new Jerusalem would be here if he handed Jesus over. So what do I do in earnest? What do you do in earnest? Because we think, well, this will move God's plan along. Or this will move whatever agenda along. And in what ways can we take that and can we transform it instead into waiting and watching and moving when we are called to, but not before? God, be with us on this day as we take this journey of Holy Week. May we know that we are loved by you. May we know that even at that table, you serve Judas. And so nothing we do can separate us from your love. Help us to observe this week with attention and with reverence. Amen.